Therion is not going to be able to answer some of these, but we want to get them out of the way anyway because people are going to be asking.
Hi, we're internet randos, and we're interviewing our friend our friend through a friend
My friend.
who we and yes
Yeah, I was
yes their friend who
Alice,
we ended up
Alice,
we
yeah.
yeah who ended up knowing our friend through another means, and they happen to be posting on the Kiwi thread, and they're one of Bella's
We're
exes.
gonna get
And
bullied for
interesting.
this.
Yeah, we're gonna get bullied. It's all right, dude.
Basically.
It's okay.
Yeah, so this is Virion. Hi. So first question then?
Right. So, how did you initially become aware of the Kiwi threat?
I had made a post on Reddit, on my school's subreddit, about sorry, I'm gonna space out a lot during this, but we were, well, I was asking like the board on some pointers for my apartment that I'm moving into soon because I was concerned about potential like transphobia from my roommates because I got random roommates selected and I was just worried that like I might get someone that like wouldn't be too great to be around. And because I have like multiple roommates that I got randomly assigned, so like I kind of didn't really like my odds. And I got a DM from someone like, hey, if you know this girl named, if like any of them is associated with this girl named Bella Jank, stay the fuck away. And I was like, oh shit, bro, I know Bella. Like, you have no idea. And they were like, bro, there's a Kiwi Farms thread. And I was like, holy shit. So yeah, that's how that happened.
All right, so for the next one, how familiar are you with Chris Chan and Christery in general?
Oh, not very. I mean, like, I know the outline of the story. I mean, like, I'm aware of some things with it. I know the general nature of the entire thing. I'm involved with like pretty fringe internet communities. Like, I used to be on some 4chan boards. So, yeah, I know who Chris is and like, yeah, but I've never really been into like Christery. Like, I'm not one of the people that keep track of him or anything. But I do have like a peripheral familiarity with him.
So that kind of sorry about that. How is Louise and Bella's hygiene or like their living conditions? And I picked this because it does involve an interesting story.
Yeah, it does. It does. I think I've talked about this quite a bit on the thread a bit. Yeah. So, I did not know about the toe fungus thing. I do believe that was a rather recent development. I feel like everyone's personal hygiene kind of tanked during the pandemic. Lubbock is kind of a depressing place to live in. I feel like that probably made it worse. Yeah. But I never knew about the toe fungus thing, and I don't think it was a problem at the time when we like knew each other physically, like IRL, which was pre-corona, like literally like the month before shit really hit the fan and like we all had to leave campus. So like right before spring break, like before March, February, I guess. Yeah. Wait, am I getting my months wrong? I think I am. Oh well. But on the matter of living conditions, I was never actually at Bella's place. I know a lot of people have asked about her hygiene. She didn't like look particularly unhygienic to me. She had like a little bit of acne, but overall, like she didn't smell or anything. Just saying, I'm gonna clear my throat really quick.
Sorry, what was that?
I was just clearing my throat, but
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Luis was definitely pretty decrepit when I met him, though. I recall mentioning this, but like we would always have these weekly like anime watch parties, and I would always go, and one day I was like, oh, yeah, I need to use the bathroom. Like, where is it? And he was like, yeah, just go into my bedroom. And, like, I wasn't exactly a neckbeard nest, but, yeah, it was pretty messy. I went to the bathroom, like, it's as much of a horror show as you'd probably imagine. The toilet was, like, it had some bright brown, like, streaks running down from the rim. Like, it was nasty. The sink countertop had, like, a bunch of shit, like, piled up on it, like, over the counter, like, drugs and shit, and, like, various toiletries and just, like, all kinds of trash just piled up there. Sink definitely took the case, the cake for the worst thing, though. It was, like, caked with sort of, like, rainbow gunk. Like, it was kind of in streaks, you know? A lot of it was, like, blue and greenish, like toothpaste, probably, like toothpaste gunk. You know, sort of semi-dried up toothpaste. Yeah, it was nasty. There was, like, a bit of yellow and, like, brown in there. There was a good bit of red. That was
I think
blood,
they get
I
it.
Oh, fucking no.
So it was, like, a typical dude's college dorm.
Yeah, yeah.
God, maybe a little bit messier, but
was,
yeah.
Horrid, like,
yeah,
it was so bad. Yeah, I was just like, I'm gonna wait until I get home, fuck this. Yeah, so that's all I've got to say on the hygiene and living conditions.
So I'm gonna let you do this next one because
right, so,
I don't 100% remember what you meant by it.
Okay, so we're all aware, or at least the people who've been keeping up in Kiwi are aware that Bella had been using sock puppet accounts, meaning they've been registering multiple accounts to kind of, like, signal boost, like, certain narratives and shit they're trying to say. And I don't know where else they've been doing it, but probably have been doing it elsewhere. Have you had the...
I don't think I've ever had alts used on me. I don't, like, see any situation where that could have been of age to her. I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's good to hear.
All right, well...
Now, actually, I do have one suspicion. And this is, like, a really long shot. And this isn't an alternate account. It would be an alternate number. But it really, like, very well could just not be her. At one point, I started receiving texts from this number after I had done the Title IX report. And the texts were basically, like, some kind of scam that was, like, hey, this person's filed a Title IX against you. And, like, the reality of it was, like, so I'm going to first go over the, like, scenario in which this was legitimately just some, like, dumbass scammers, probably, like, from a foreign country that didn't understand, like, what was going on. So in that scenario, there would be scammers that, like, scrape Title IX reports off the public internet and then, like, message the phone numbers of defendants in those filings and tell them, like, hey, like, would you like to purchase protection for, like, against this person or something? And, like, it's kind of convoluted, like, what you're actually purchasing in that case, but, like, they're basically just scamming you out of, like, $5 or whatever.
So you assumed, like, initially it was just, like, kind of a, like, unrelated scam, but, like, under what we know about Bella now, like, it seems kind of
like,
weird.
Hey, the person you're filing the Title IX with, I'm not going to say their name, is filing a Title IX against you. And I was like, huh? And, like, it felt vaguely like something, because the thing is, this was, like, very shortly after I started, like, prodding Bella and her community for information that we could use for our report, because I was kind of, like, a distance from them for a bit. And like, I think I did mention the report, and I was like, yeah, they brought me in as like a witness, and like, I didn't, you know, tip them off to the real nature of what was going on. Oh, I guess she's going to learn about that now. Oh boy. She's going to be pissed. But
well, we could cut this out if you would feel more comfortable. All right.
All right. So I think you mentioned.
Wait, no, I'm not done.
Oh, sorry.
So I guess there is a potential that, and since this happened in such close proximity, and because she lived in New Mexico recently, and that number is a New Mexico number, I am led to believe that there is a not unentertainable possibility that could have been her trying to like be like, oh no, I'm filing that with Roman, haha, you fool, and like therefore figure out that like, oh yeah, she's actually in on it, right?
So were you the one filing, or was she?
He actually, but
oh, okay. So what I was going to say is, if it was filed from like, if they listed their phone number on it and a scraper picked it up, a scammer would use a local phone number to make the scam more legitimate.
It's very much possible. I don't know.
Yeah, they could have also just leaked your number to some scammers too.
Isn't from New Mexico. Like, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Very questionable exactly what was going on. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But it's very possible that could have happened. That's the only kind of sock puppety sort of thing that may have potentially happened, though. Yeah, that's all. So, next one, then?
Yeah, I think you mentioned before that Bella moves from place to place and doesn't really have like a permanent address. Or, go ahead.
I've been told that her parents move around a lot. I know she stayed in dorms when we met, and for the last year she's been living on a campus apartment. Like not a campus, like a student apartment, you know. So I mean, I've basically done the same thing, so but I've heard that she has more of a history of moving around a lot. Yeah. Although to my understanding, she was in New York City recently. If you guys want to jump to the question where they asked about that, I'm just going to.
Yeah, go for it.
You guys asked if about me mentioning that she was in NYC. I don't exactly have like hard evidence on that, but I vaguely remember seeing somewhere in the chess server that like, she was like, yeah, I'm in New York City. And like, I think there was some vague inference I made that like, oh, she's there for like long term. You know?
Yeah.
That does, are we moving on to another question yet? Or is there more to tell
her? Well, I guess we'll
go for it. If you were going to say something.
I already covered that right now. On the matter of her moving around a lot, but on to the next one then, I guess.
That's so the stuff that whatever was just said was perfectly leading. So is there a chess club?
I believe so, but I don't think the chess club server is like a chess club. It's a like, I think she just really likes chess. There's, like, a screenshot floating around somewhere where she's, like, challenging me to play chess. And I'm like, no, I don't like chess. I mean, I'm sorry to all the chess fans.
I wonder if she has a chess.com. I wonder if she has a chess.com profile.
Oh, my God. So, probably. She was, like, very competitive about it, like, aggressively so. I'm just not much of a chess person personally. And I was like, yeah, no, and she was like, oh, you're like a programmer and you don't like chess, haha. Like, you're not a good programmer. It was like that kind of bullshit.
Challenger to Tetris effect.
Oh my God. I'm not really a Tetris player either.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I get it. Whatever. But yeah, and like they would have a chess channel on like the chess club Discord, and like they'd play chess in there, but it wasn't an official thing. It was just like Bella's cronies and I used the wrong word, but they like called it chess club because she liked chess, I guess. I don't know. No actual affiliation with the campus chess club.
From what I read, it was probably some kind of front. Like if somebody saw the group chat, they wouldn't think to ask, oh, what the hell is that? You know?
So,
yeah, that's quite possible. That's not what it felt like, but I definitely would not discard the possibility.
Yeah, from my perspective, when I was in college, we had Bible study, which and we would go read the Bible, which was code for going in the parking lot and getting high. So, I mean, chess club sounds pretty similar to that. So,
well, what hobbies did Bella have, that you know about?
Well, aside from all the fucked up shit like the animal abuse and everything.
Well, let's go into more normal person hobbies or notable ones that don't involve like abuse and shit.
She did like programming and chess. She liked watching anime. She was a bit of a weeb. She shitposted a lot, you know, like internet trolling and everything. I guess those are the main ones.
So
I might be missing something, but yeah.
So on to the next one. So, given everything we know about Bella, she's not very averse to, like, making people commit suicide. So, that begs the question, has she done this before? I think Bro mentioned something before, that somebody at one of her old schools committed suicide. So, do you think that she was involved in that, or...
All of this suicide stuff is really new to me. I had never heard about that. I'm glad to. I mean, like, well, I'm not glad that it happened. That's completely fucking awful. But, well, I'm glad that I know now because I have been trying to get the campus to take action against her. And it's been difficult. A lot of her actions have been written off as quote-unquote free speech, which is kind of fucked up. Given what she has done and said, but yeah. So I mean, hopefully if we can get her for that, then I can try, you know. I'm gonna probably be trying to gather more evidence on that as the semester nears so I can start filing stuff. Yeah.
Well, there is something there. Hopefully, there is some form of justice. Assuming she did it, we don't know. I mean, it seems likely, but
yeah, it's really hard to tell.
I mean, given what we do know, she's still a subhuman piece of garbage. So
yeah. So, do you know anything about her relationship with her parents?
I really don't know much about the parents. The extent of what I'd heard about the parents was that it was about the dad. Which was that, like, I think one time she was like, I questioned her, like, why are you doing this stuff? Like, this might make it hard to employ you in the future if, like, people, like, see it and then it will be, like, hard for you to get a job and shit. And, like, that would suck, right? Like, you know, Discord sells analytics to people, and, like, who's to say a background check company doesn't buy those, right? And she's like, ah, no, it'll be fine, because my, dad runs, like, a big tech company, so he'll just, like, hire me, and then, like, I'll never have to worry about anything, basically. So I know that was, like, the case.
Well, does she ever, like, complain about her dad, or,
I never heard about that. I did, so there was one thing, and, like, she didn't really complain about it, per se, but at the, well, not at the end of the semester, like, at the start of the spring break, which is when, like, corona quarantine started, she, like, spring break of 2020, you know, not 2021, she, was moving out of the dorms, and she had a hamster. And the dad was like, oh, apparently this is what the dad said, according to her. Like, oh, you can't take this hamster home, so you got to get rid of it, right?
Oh, my God.
She was like, oh, should I, like, burn it alive or squish it with a textbook? If I remember correctly, I might be off on the exact wording. But, yeah, that happened. And I don't know whatever became of that hamster, but fucking
didn't. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. I'm wondering, like, and I know that this is mostly speculation, like, you know, she was super confident that her dad's company would hire her, but it sounds like that this is going to have pretty negative implications on her family's business as well.
As like somebody, I mean, like, holy shit, right?
As somebody that, like, works in defense contracting and recently lost my clearance over the actions of a family member, like, I can only... Well, it's not even speculation. Like, this could have some very far-reaching implications if, for example, the money theft it turns out to be legitimate. Like, it could impact her family and her father's company as well.
Like, should be a federal crime, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly. It's wire fraud.
Yeah. Fucked up.
So... Did Bella ever talk to you about Chris? Like, did you have any kind of inkling about, you know, she was talking to
you? Yeah, so I do know that, like, they did have some degree of, like, interest in Chris Dean. I know that they would have, like, weekly watch parties, like, during the quarantine, where they would just watch the documentary. That was the thing. They were trying to finish the entire thing.
Oh, yeah. Good lord. That's not going to happen now, probably.
Yeah. So, that happened. I don't really know any other details or any such, but I do know that they were... interested, yeah, but I never heard of any, like, interaction with them or anything until now. Just, like, I thought they were, you know, interested in the Christery. But, yeah.
If Virion is done.
Yeah, I'm done. We're good.
Do you know if Bella was, or if you and Bella, or just, like, if you knew of Bella being involved in, like, any notable online communities or spaces or anything like that?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't remember anything like that. Oh, actually, yeah, she's a B poster. She posts on Slack. She posted on Slash. Shit, I totally forgot that. No, she posted on Slash B.
Can I interject and say that, like, as you Zoomers, do you call it B posting instead of B-tards now?
No, I call it B-tards.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
B-tardation.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I had to say in that regard. Yeah.
That's yeah. But she posted on Slash B.
Look, dude, you call it B posting because retards can be on B too.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Everyone on B is a B
retard. Yeah, okay. So, like, retards are like alpha B tards if you think about it.
True.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah, though. That is one community I can say that she was involved in. She was a Chan poster. I'm not sure what other boards she participated in. I think there were a few others, but I know she posted on Slash B. I didn't think I was going to have a good answer to that one, but I just remembered that. yeah, go on.
All right, so this one's a little rough. Do you know if she's, like, raped or sexually assaulted anyone, like, or even, like, was she just really touchy when you were alone with her?
Not really, honestly. Like, and I can't say for certain exactly what her intentions with me were, like, especially given how deceptive she was. Like, it's really hard to say, you know, exactly what was going on, but not really. And, like, it was a very short-lived thing, so maybe she was trying to, like, build trust or something. I don't know. But I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, because it was very short-lived. And we were both busy of school, so, like, we didn't meet up a lot. So, like, in terms of actual time spent and, like, each other's presence, definitely very short-lived.
So we know about her artwork. Do you think she's actually attracted to children?
Absolutely. And I say this because, not because of the artwork, although that is, like, a relevant factor, certainly. Also, she, and I've talked about this already, but she would post pictures, and people have asked for screenshots because it's some pretty serious shit. Unfortunately, I don't have them. Partially because it's not something I want to take a screenshot of.
Of course. Of it.
But, I digress. But she would post pictures of, like, children, talk about, like children's swimsuits and shit, and be like, yeah, like, I remember that kind of stuff. But I clearly remember for sure that she posted a picture of younger, like, herself in a swimsuit, and, like, said stuff that, like, she wanted to do to younger herself that was, like, really sexual and creepy and just not very...
She would say it about her younger self?
Wait.
Yes.
She, like, she wanted to fuck her younger self, not that she wanted someone else to fuck her younger self?
She posted pictures of, like, her when she was little in a swimsuit and say, like, what kind of sexual things she wanted to do to the picture of herself.
So, like, was this in... Good.
So, like, self-obsessed kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Well, not only it sounds like that, it's kind of like some kind of projection of, like,
I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, that's super fucking dark. We need a psychologist now.
Shit. Yeah.
If you want I mean, like, there's the thing where she roided, and, like, I don't think there's a question about this one, so I'm just, like, bringing it up right now.
Go for it.
She talked about roiding in, like, middle school or high school or something. She was on the women's wrestling team. And, yeah, she roided. And, like, she's talked about, like, wanting to be a, like, man. But not in, like, a trans mask kind of way. But more of a, like, wants to be a wife beater, child molester, creepy, like, sexual assaulter dude.
So when I... originally heard about, like, some of that stuff, I thought that this was just, like, this person being, like, horribly edgy, but, like, now it sounds like this person's, yeah, like, a legit fucking psychopath or something.
Like, they had said some of this stuff when we were still in a relationship, and, like I've said before, she speaks in this, and this was another question that you guys asked earlier in the first part of the interview, and since we're recording, I'll just bring it up again.
Like, yeah, just lay it all on the table. Like,
I'm probably only going to edit down this one and listen to the other one to see if there's anything interesting.
I think I'll just repeat this one because it's relevant, I guess, to the question at hand. Someone had asked, like, what it's like to be around her, and I guess, like, this is more of a commentary on, like, the general, like, impression of her, like, presence. Which is that mostly down to her speech, which is, like, I don't know how to really explain it, but she would talk in this kind of way where you were never sure if she was, like, being ironic or, like, sarcastic or something. Like, it was something in, like, her tone and, like, intonation where, like, it just sounded like she's constantly being sarcastic, and that's probably down to, like, me being autistic to a degree, because
so something that sociopaths do to, like, gauge a situation as to whether or not someone's going to be accepting of, like, what they're saying that they really mean is they
constantly talk
they'll frame something controversial as a joke so that if you react negatively to it, they can just be like, oh, well, it was just a bad joke, you know. That's very, like, clear-cut manipulative behavior. I've encountered that so many times on the internet.
She would talk. Like, that was her tone constantly. And something about it was just very unsettling. Like, it was some real hair-raising shit, honestly. Like, I should have gone away from her sooner. I mean, I didn't suffer any consequences from getting away from her slightly later, thankfully, but yeah.
I'm surprised we didn't ask this. How long have you actually known Bella?
Since December, I don't know, like January 2020. So like a bit over a year, you know, like, well over a year, honestly. Yeah, like.
Do you mean 2019?
What?
You said 2020.
Like the start of 2020. Yeah, like January.
Oh, okay. So like January of 20. Okay.
So that's like just under 2 years, I guess, at this point, like 4 months short of it. Give me a second here. But yeah, that's like relevant to the earlier question because I could never tell if she was just like itch posting, right? And so like for a while, I kind of tolerated her, like just saying really edgy shit. And like I even knew about like the whole like brap thing for a while, like, but I thought it was like ironic and like some kind of fucking joke.
Do you mean the fart fetish thing?
Yeah. I knew about that for a while. I heard about it, but like, I didn't think she was serious about it. And because she never, I mean, especially because she never actually asked me like to do anything, which is a question that was here. She never
asked. That was one of the questions.
No. But she's never asked me to like do any fart stuff or anything. And like, that sort of supported my belief that was like just some kind of like horny posting, like joke or something, you know? But no, it definitely kept on for a bit too long to be ironic. Fairly certain it's not. Especially if the videos she like recorded of like her roommate farting and bullshit like that. That was a thing that happened.
I didn't see anything about this on the Kiwi thread.
I only mentioned it like in passing, but she had a roommate at the time, and she would record that roommate farting. Yeah. Weird shit.
Like this?
Stop. okay.
No, like, of her, like, laying face down on, like, her bed, and, like, it would just be, like, a recording.
Is it, like, did her roommate know about this, though? Do you know?
I have no idea. It may have been consensual. It was very...
That's so fucking weird.
That's, like, fucking nasty.
But, I mean, like, if it was done ironically, like, as something funny, it's different, but, like, yeah, if that was...
Yeah, like, an entire channel dedicated to this whole thing.
Yeah, that doesn't sound quite as ironic as much as she was fetishizing.
Oh, my God.
And, like, yeah, I do not think it was...
I love digging a little bit into this stuff, and then it's, like, so much worse. Like, that seems to be the theme with this whole thing.
That doesn't sound ironic anymore.
It's like this cursed fractal of horribleness. Well, onwards then. What's next?
I've got one that like a lot of people are probably kind of concerned about, and I'm surprised I didn't ask this earlier, but do you know anything about Max? Like
Max is the dog, right?
Yes.
I had never heard anything about Max. I know it's a dog that she supposedly abused. As far as her animal abuse goes, all I really know about is Goober and the hamsters. I had never heard of Max. I still don't know what's up with Max. If you could kindly inform me of what exactly happened, I would appreciate that.
So right now, I think the general thought or evidence leans, based on the Discord logs and stuff, leans towards, like, they tortured Max and then, like, put them down. It's unclear if they put them down themselves or, like, if they had a professional do it or something.
I watched a video about it earlier. Like, somebody was summarizing the whole thread.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this was actually said, so, like, take this with a grain of salt, but he mentioned that, like, the floor was just covered in shit, and that the dog's paws got infected, and they had to amputate them, and somewhere along the line, the dog needed to be put down.
The fuck?
Okay, so what happened was they hurt their paws, and they got infected, I guess. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Sounds more like neglect than
Full
on abuse.
That's the general consensus.
There was abuse, it sounds like.
if you're neglecting your dog that is clearly dying, that's still animal abuse.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
And who knows what happened that led up to that, too. That's still pretty fucked up. That makes me really mad.
I would never have one of my animals, like, to the point where, like, they get an infection I don't notice until it's too late, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Fuck that.
You don't fucking do that.
You know what pisses me off the most? She posted Max on Reddit, like, karma whoring, saying that she saved him, and he ended up dying.
This actually reminds me.
Pisses me off so fucking much.
No, I just remembered something. Actually, I totally forgot about this. This kind of intersects with the online communities thing, too. She would post, and, like, I don't know if this is something she actually did, but she was talking about how she was trying to, like, make Goober fatter, like the cat, so that like she could post them on /r/chonkers and then like post that back to /b as like some kind of elaborate shit post, like manipulating /r/chonkers on Reddit. I have no fucking idea, dude. It's weird and
so twisted. So like with your interaction with her, do you think that like if this was just like obviously there's this person's so fucking insane, but you think that a lot of this was manifested by, like, just clout chasing?
Oh, no. I don't...
Definitely not. Like, you think that they're just a malicious...
I feel like she does appreciate that attention. I do feel like clout chasing is not an absent element in all of this, but I don't think it's the main motivation, really. That's not the impression...
I gotcha.
Move on then. Or is there anything else?
I just saw one on the thread. I don't think we mentioned this before, and it's not in the document that we have. Do you know anything about a group associated with Chris called Praetor?
I don't. I think like when the drama with them recently popped up, I was like watching a couple YouTube videos on them, and something about them was mentioned. They were like one of the groups was abusing them or something, right? No, is that like wrong? I don't know, my Chris.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
This gets into some ultra specific history that I'm just not aware of personally.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We will have to get a Christorian in on this. If there's a sequel,
we got one.
Yeah, I imagine. I mean, like you guys are Kiwi Farms.
You guys are completely discounting who has been following him for years.
I actually don't know anything about that scenario either. I took a pretty long break between like early 2016 to just up until right before this. I decided to start catching up again, but like. It's weird.
I see.
Yeah, because, like, it just, like, this is not, like, so, like, as somebody that's been following this for a really long time, because I was, like, I'd say probably since, like, 2007, everyone always, like, made jokes, expect, like, oh, yeah, Chris will rape somebody eventually, you know, but, like, this is not the expected
what
turn
anyone
of events.
Expected,
I don't think anybody, like,
no
there were always jokes.
Happen.
Yeah. Yeah, there were always jokes like that for sure early on, but like with Chris being at the mall and stuff like that, like, but yeah, like half a lifetime ago, I did not expect this to end like this.
No one expected
this. This is so fucking awful. Like, this is the worst way that this could have ended.
Well, it's not over yet.
Okay, well, sure, but like, it's still leading up to the horrible ending.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, hey, best we can do is attempt justice, you know, like, hey, I go to TTU, so I'm gonna try to go through with my reports on her to the campus, because shit's kind of fucked, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Go back to them with this thread and show them everything.
Yeah, it's fucked. It's really fucked. But anyways, go on.
Is there anything Bella said to you in person or DMs that like kind of just stands out in your mind, or any like are there multiple things maybe that like you just kind of want to talk about that are really funny or interesting?
I don't think so. Like, I'd go back to check our DMs, but I don't have her account anymore.
That's okay. I figured I'd ask in case of something.
Honestly, I think her ID is in the thread, so if you really wanted, you could search for that.
I could, probably.
Unless she deleted it, but I think it takes longer.
Yeah. I do have her, like, text logs, because we have each other's phone numbers. I actually was looking through that earlier today, and I couldn't find anything terribly interesting. It's mostly just, like, depraved, horny posting bullshit. Yeah. That's all I got to say on that one, really.
So,
sorry that it wasn't better.
What were you going to say?
No, I was going to go to the next question. You go ahead. It's your turn.
All right. Well, do you know of Fiona outside the context of, like, Bella and Chris?
The whole Fiona thing is, yet again, something I am entirely unfamiliar with. I would appreciate being informed on that.
So what we know, and I could be mistaken, like, this shit seems to change so fast. Fiona seems to be an autistic girl who became obsessed with Christine, like, at some point. Like, it's unclear if Bella made them interested in it or if they were already interested and Bella encountered them, but they seem to be another one of Bella's victims, and it seems, based on the Discord logs, that they're, like, a love interest that Bella became obsessed with, and they are, like, their whole thing seems, with Chris, seems to be to dissuade Fiona from Chris by having Chris do things to, like, dissuade her from being obsessed with Chris, or to completely remove Chris from the picture completely. I don't know if that's really the motive behind it, but that seems to be Fiona's place in it.
I see. I don't think I'd ever heard about that. If this is more of a recent development, just, like, keep in mind that I haven't been involved with her IRL since, like, the spring break of 2020. So,
yeah, I don't know when Fiona's involvement began.
I don't think I've ever heard of Fiona. No, I don't think I'm familiar with Fiona, but it's good to know what people are talking about, because I've seen them mentioned a lot in the thread.
From what I could gather, this was just, like, kind of like a bystander that was romantically interested in Chris, that Bella was facetiously trying to hook up with Chris. Though it didn't quite come off as facetious in the recording, it's really the edgy way that she talks that Chris couldn't pick up on because of Chris's mental deficiencies. It was very clear, like, something was going on, but you couldn't really tell. Like, this whole, like, her being obsessed with this Fiona person and maybe romantically interested in them didn't come off to me. So, like,
no,
and I haven't
totally
really
get what you mean by, like, her voice tipping you off to, like, some shit's fucked. It's definitely hair raising.
You did hear the recording, right?
I've heard, like, bits and pieces. I think I heard it in, like, a YouTube video I watched or something.
Did you watch the 21-minute Gibby video?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Did you waste 21 minutes of your life on this? Yeah. I sure have.
I don't remember who it was that I watched. Like, it was some random YouTuber.
If you listen to the 9-minute clip, like, that is on in the initial post on all this shit, like, I think it summarizes. It feels like the stuff that was cut seems to be mostly relevant. I could be wrong in this. Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention, but it seems like the extra stuff is mostly relevant.
Gotcha. All
right. Are we ready for the next one?
Yeah, proceed.
Go
ahead. So what do you think she could have thought she'd get out of all this? Like, I think we kind of went into it with the Fiona thing. What do you think they wanted? Like, do you think she'd actually think she'd, like, get praise for this on the internet? Or is she just, like, doing it for kicks? Like, what's the end game here?
I think a combination. She's doing it for kicks, mostly, but, like, internet clout, too, to a degree. Like I said earlier, that, you know, it's definitely not, like, the main motivating factor in pretty certain, but yeah, it probably has some involvement. And she
Definitely out of it. I'll say that for sure. I do get the impression that she enjoys causing people suffering. Yeah. So, yeah, honestly, from what I've observed of her behavior, yeah, Kix, honestly. Yeah.
All right, so for the next one, could you tell us, like, the story of how you met Bella and Louise? Because you told us when, but you didn't really tell us how.
Pretty mundane, honestly. I just, like, went on, like, the Texas Tech Reddit and, like, I was like, huh, well, it'd be cool if I could, like, find a... Because I use Discord a bit. Like, I used it a lot back when I was not doing as well. And it was, like, just socially a bit more inept. Transitioning kind of helped with that. I don't know. But, like, I joined that Discord server, and it was Bella's Discord server, you know, not the chess club one. It was called a Whorehall chat, which, just to clarify the reference, is the name that a lot of people call the nap dorm, which is like one of the women's dorms at TTU, called Whorehall. Yeah. honestly, it has more snitches than that, but whatever, I digress. Yeah, though, and I joined, and, you know, like, I chatted with them for a while, and at the time, I was like, wow, itchy 4chan ship posters, so cool, you know, because, yeah.
Wait,
I wasn't doing it well at the time, so I thought, like, you know, like, hey, that sounds pretty cool, so I thought they were cool. And it's like, I wasn't transitioned yet at the time. But that came up, and she was like, oh, you're trans. It's like so cool. And she, like, kind of played it as like her being interested in me because I'm trans, which I guess she kind of was. And I've talked about this earlier, but it's my suspicion that from what I've observed that she does like preying on trans people because she knows we do tend to be a bit emotionally vulnerable because we're usually not in the best mental state, especially during our early or before our transition, which, you know, I hadn't transitioned yet at the time. So yeah.
So,
anything else on that matter? No. I was like asking, like, go on. Yeah.
So are there any other like Bella orbiters that Kiwi has overlooked and might be like related to this, or did you?
There were like some other orbiters, I guess, as in like people that were in her group. I don't know about people that were involved with the whole thing. There was like one dude that I knew, but like he kind of distanced himself. The other guy was, his name was Aldo. You might see him in some of the Discord screenshots being named Hoshin, but I've been told that he wasn't involved by a couple people. I just know that he was in her circle. I'm not going to say that he was involved with all this shit. He might have been like watching the documentaries with them too. I can't say for certain, but I don't know if he was involved with all this. His real name was Aldo, but yeah, not sure if he's in on everything.
So I have a question related to them watching the documentaries and stuff. What do you think caused her to start fixating on Chris?
Honestly,
I think it's the autism.
Yeah, maybe like
the notoriety, like involved.
Yeah, and like,
yeah.
She's like a, you know, she's like into fringe internet culture. She's a chat poster. Like, shit, you know?
I feel like that's why, like, a lot of people.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I probably kind of already knew the answer to that.
She saw them and she, like, started to think, like, that they were pretty vulnerable and. I mean, at this point, I'm just speculating, but I imagine, you know, she like wondered how far she could take something with them and like, you know, manipulate them, because clearly that's something that she likes doing. So, yeah.
And I imagine like her background, like predisposed.
I would theorize, you know, like about how it happened and everything.
I would assume her background like predisposes her to kind of just like assuming that she can do what she wants and like she's kind of like more important than she actually is. So like that overestimation of her abilities kind of led her into like, you know, getting that undue influence on Christian. Unless it's just really easy to like enter Christian's orbit.
I mean, if you pay attention to what's happened to Chris over the years, like I think that's a pretty common thing with people that start name fagging on like lolcows and shit, is that they see this person that has a lot of notoriety and they go, oh, well, if I fuck with this person, I can get a lot of notoriety for it too. So I guess I kind of already knew my answer to that question, but like,
yeah,
I don't know. It just seems like this isn't the first time that she's messed with somebody like this. And, so clearly she gets her rocks off doing it, because like the other time she's done this kind of thing to people, like there's been no notoriety or clout attached to it. So
yeah, it's questionable what exactly her motivations are.
Well, in theory, if she's fucked with anyone else notable, we might not know about it.
Yeah, honestly, I mean,
I'm sure if it's happened, shit, it'll drop into the thread in the next couple days. The thread's kind of exploding right now. I think we're at how many pages? 722. So,
I'll check the thread for any more questions while you guys talk.
Good luck. We got actually one more. It's about Nigerian guy. Did you ever like meet or interact with him?
Oh, you guys asked there's one about us hanging out in Luis's place watching anime, and like that actually kind of ties into the last question. So I was going to dive into that. Because, like, I guess there's some things, like, I wanted to, like, say about that, which is,
this whole situation.
But, yeah, I really met Luis. Like, I didn't actually, like, interact with Luis much until we, like, started doing, like, the anime night shit. We just go to his place and we watch anime. I remember we watched Interspecies Reviewers. Yeah. Yeah, we watched the fucking Monster Girl hentai.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty in character with her. She'd always be like, yeah, who wants me to bring McNuggies? And like, then we'd Venmo her for the nuggets. And yeah.
So I've got one personally. So everyone's talking about like Luis flipped, right? Like almost overnight, it went from
I've heard vaguely about that. What exactly happened? Like, I'm not aware of it.
So he flipped and started posting a bunch of screenshots and Discord logs. So my question is, why the fuck was he with her in the first place? Like, is it possible that he had some kind of thing for her and that's why he just kind of went along with it? I haven't read the log too much, so I'm not sure if he was actually into it.
I mean, I don't know, but just, like, from what I've seen of him and, like, judging his character and, like, everything, my best guess, and purely a guess, is that, like, maybe he kind of started getting nervous seeing, like, oh, shit, Bella's doing some, like, fucked up stuff. Like, if she actually did drain CWC's bank account. I mean, hell.
No, he
Chris
was in
did
the
not
Discord.
Have a lot of money to begin with.
He was in the Discord where she was bragging about this shit. He absolutely knows everything.
No. What I mean is, like, he might have seen that happening and been like, "Oh shit, this stuff is starting to get real." Like, and he might have like had a bit of like a nervous breakdown and like just
I feel like when you tolerate and you like interact with someone who's boiling hamsters alive and shit like that, like I feel nothing's. I don't buy that. I feel like they're purely in it to try to save themselves, thinking they'll like you know get some kind of mercy flipping.
I feel like that was a nervous break, and they just like made a decision in the moment to do that. I don't really know details or anything, but that's the impression that I've gotten. I can't say for certain. I don't know the facts on the matter, of course. I haven't interacted with Luis in a while. But yeah. That's what I would suspect about him, but I don't know anything about the split personally, but just, you know, having interacted with him, that is what I would guess.
Do you feel the dimensional merge happening?
Yes.
Oh god,
we're on the final thread.
I didn't know about the dimensional merge until like this drama started happening. Like, fuck dude. I mean, yeah, I can feel the world sinking into chaos and everything. I feel like we're pretty close to...
Well, I mean, have you encountered any talking cartoon animals?
Shit hitting the...
travels?
I haven't, but I feel like, you know, the shit's about to hit the fan. And, I mean, yeah, that sounds like a dimensional merge, you know? Like, fuck. in all seriousness, yeah, shit's been crazy. Maybe.
Is there anything that we didn't touch on here that we did before? Like in the recording session we had before, or maybe something that you wanted to talk about?
I don't really think so. This is fairly comprehensive. I'm sure we've missed some stuff. We can always do a part two with, like, you know, I'm sure, you know...
I'm sure once this goes
answers
out...
To these kinds of things, I'm sure answers tend to, like, you know, bring up
if
more
this
questions
from
these types of situations. So, I mean, yeah, we should do, like, a part two, you know. I'm sure people will have more things
to... Plus, I'm sure we'll have a bigger pool of people to, like, asking questions once this goes out, because you knew Bella, like, more than anybody in the thread has, I guess, except with the exception of the people involved.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of people will be interested to know what you know. You know what I mean?
Certainly. I mean, I'm sure there's a ton of things I'm not thinking about right now. So there's certainly a few things, like the beef hosting, that I just, like, totally expelled from my consciousness that I now remember. So
you were talking before about how she was posting, like, pictures of her younger self in a bikini and talking about what she wanted to be done to it.
Yeah.
Was she posting that, like, bikini, exclusively in Discord, or was that shit on B too?
Oh, I don't know if she posted that kind of stuff on B. I actually don't know exactly what she posted on B. I just know that she posted on B. Or, well, at least I don't remember. I don't know, maybe I knew at some point.
I feel like
it would
be impossible
to determine. Posted on B.
Like, unless she's a name fag on B.
Stuff. I don't think
Oh my god, is she name fagging?
I doubt it. I doubt it. I mean, like, shit. I don't doubt it, actually. Very well could be. She never mentioned it. At least I don't think she did. But... Yeah. Yeah.
I think if anyone did it, it would be her. Because she's just been looking for clout.
I mean, clearly, she does like clout. So.
Well, it could go either way. Like, she's one of her first aliases in the Kiwi thread was anonymous and tenth and on and crap like the you know. Could go either way.
She's been in the thread.
Oh,
but,
yeah, she's been in.
Yeah,
the
she's
thread.
Absolutely been in the thread.
She's probably posting in there right now on a couple different alts.
My god. Oh, she's gonna hear this, dude. Oh my god.
Yeah, fuck it.
I feel like it was inevitable.
Damn.
Yeah, the second thoughts.
I feel like I'm going to get an angry text message. I mean, I still have her number. I haven't blocked it. It's there.
Well, hey, if this stuff is like remains relevant like throughout the week or whatever, we can make this like a recurring podcast or something. You know?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Fuck that. I don't want any of this tied
Bella
to me.
Horror, the Bella Horror Cow podcast. My God. Whew.
I mean, what's she going to do to you? You're in the middle of nowhere right now, right?
Oh, you're right, but I won't be in the middle of nowhere soon, and that's concerning.
So just fuck her up.
Yeah, kick her ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I'm interested.
Yeah, dude, start a fight.
Wait, no, you said she was, like, roiding, right? She might kick your ass.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't think she's roiding
anymore.
What's
she gonna do, fart on you?
I mean, shit! No! Wait, were you, like, asking something before that, like, I didn't get to, or are we done now?
We could be done. I mean, I don't have anything else, but I was thinking maybe Cairo had something.
I guess we can always, like, come back and, you know.
Yeah, we ran down
the list. Do, like, a wrap-up session? We could make this, like, a trilogy or something, you know?
Yeah. We'll do a couple more, maybe, if there's enough questions.
Yeah. All right, then, cut the tape.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was all over, like, you know, not too long.